Hello. Hi, wonderful Gen Zs. My name is Peter. I'm your host for this episode. And yes, I am here joined by my lovely friend.
GK Nyambura.
Yes. You'll introduce yourself with your name, your pronouns, your sign, and everything.
My name is GK Nyambura.
And anything you want to tell the fans?
My pronouns are she, her. Him.
Wait.
My pronouns are just she, her. Yeah. And Peter is a really good friend of mine. Like, let's not even. I'll cry. No one has time.
So we tell them your sign. They want to know. They want to, people out here want to date you.
Yeah,
tell them the sign.
Until they know my sign, they're like, whoop. I am a Leo.
Wow, a Leo. Yes.
What does that make me? Full of myself, arrogant as fuck.
Everything bad, actually.
Fuck.
And today we're talking about Gen Z. Because, I mean, this whole podcast is about Gen Z.
Baby, you didn't talk about your pronouns.
Oh, guy.
Your
guy,
sign. It's cool.
And I'm the host. My name is Peter. Pronouns yeah. He, him. Sign Taurus. You know? Yeah. You know how we do. Yeah, and today we're here with the lovely GK Nyambura to talk about, are we really the greatest generation? Are we? Like, are we? In your opinion.
To
in your
honest,
opinion. Yeah.
To be honest.
To be very honest.
To be honest as to be as honest. I actually feel like if not us, then who the fuck?
Then who?
Who the fuck, baby?
I feel like with every elevation or like every like death of a past generation, like the next generation is the best. Like the current is the best, you know,
yeah,
because of the
is.
Evolution of time and everything, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah, I do think we're the greatest generation. I mean, like we're all okay.
Let me tell you, let me tell you something. I feel like we're mostly socially accepting.
Exactly.
We
don't see, like, we don't have a single story on things.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, that's the actual word. We do not have a single story
that was a
on
high
things.
Five. Did you miss it? Yes, you did. Because you're where? You didn't even see.
You're not even here. But yeah, I feel like we don't have a single story on things. Like, we have progression in almost every social
yeah.
sector. Mm-hmm. Hey, where? Sector.
And
yeah.
Whoop.
And yeah. And I do believe we're the greatest generation, but we do have a lot of flaws. Let's
yeah.
just be honest. Okay. Some of us be ruthless as hell on Twitter. And like, just because I feel like when someone doesn't, I don't know. Like, if this acts you the way it is, because me, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a law student. I don't like arguing with people for nothing, you know.
I'm
like,
a law student and I'll argue you to death.
Like, if you're not paying me, like, what's the issue?
I'll
like,
argue
screw
with you till you die.
But I don't argue about, like, certain things, you know. Like, especially, like, certain things, like, hearty things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, like, stuff about, like... the undermining of women or
yeah.
the undermining of the LGBTQ society.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you should be quiet on those issues and
mm-hmm.
not even quiet. I don't think you should have, like, in my opinion, I don't think you should have a negative, like,
opinion
on someone else's life. That is just not, to me, that doesn't sit well with me. Like, what does that person have to do with you? And it doesn't, like, when people always say that, oh, it's my opinion and it doesn't matter, but, like, you know, your opinion is...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is funding hate? Your opinion is what is funding harassment. Your opinion is why laws haven't changed for the betterment of so many people. So, like, open your eyes. I mean, if there's a time to open your eyes, it's 2020.
You know.
Let's just be honest. Like, there's a whole pandemic that just came. A pandemic that was like...
Can I talk about that? Can I tell you guys? There's, like, a locust pandemic. I'll be like, whoop.
Ooh.
These animals have really descended on us. Or like there's water. Whoop. Whoop. All the lakes, all the dams, they just suddenly be filling up on us, baby. You know. But then a disease, I could die without even trying.
As if someone just touches you.
You could literally be walking on the street and then you just collapse and die. What?
If for true.
A whole disease. Do you know what it is to have like a pandemic in disease form?
a literal pandemic.
I don't care if you go to church. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't give a shit if you're Christian. I don't care. You're dying regardless. Like, as long as you have me, maybe.
And it just came unexpectedly. Like, I remember we're just watching news. We're chilling. Oh, this thing does not affect Africans. Oh, our melanin. Oh, what? Oh, that bitch.
We're too black for this shit.
Miss Rona comes and she's like, ooh.
Baby, you want to get with me? And you're like, no, baby, but I love you.
And like, if there's a time for you to change your views, it's now. Honestly. Like, it's now. Like, if it's the time for you to stop that self-hate and all those, and if it's the time to reinvent yourself and reevaluate and all that stuff.
Honestly.
This is the time. Because, bro, you could be going, you know. And I'm not saying that's like a death sentence or anything, but like, it's really a troubling pandemic. And then, as in, okay, like, why would you not even
fucking conform to, let me tell you something. I actually feel like the world is healing. And I was talking to my friend and I was like, you know what? I feel like 2020 needed to happen. And he was like, needed is a strong word. And I'm like, me dying because I didn't eat is a strong situation. Me dying because I voted wrong is a strong situation. So how dare you tell me, Ati, me saying that 2020 needed to happen is a strong opinion. I'm like, baby.
I feel like,
how else? Let me tell you, the US is actually empowering me. They were like, I chose Trump. And they're like, oh, I'm really sorry. I apologize. Like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I feel like
Trump was the worst opinion. And they're like, hey, okay, I'm sorry. I'll vote right next time. And they voted right. And I don't know if they did. You know, because you don't actually know who you voted in.
Let's just be honest. Okay, now talking about like the US elections and everything. Like, as you, me, every time, like, we used to think US is this superpower, blah, blah, blah. But then you see this.
For a fuck.
This, you know, and then you see this. It is, okay, it is like a superpower. But, like, it's people are really embarrassing it. Like, let's just be honest.
Are you not embarrassed?
I had the notion that racism was something that is unheard of. Like, I've never experienced
it's old fashioned.
It's old fashioned. Like, I've never, at least, at it's for old white people. Mm-hmm. But you've seen these Karens on TikTok, and they're like literally your age, and like, hey, babe.
Sis on TikTok is actually shaming you for being black. It's not even fucking make sense. Let me tell you something. If I'm smarter than you, man, if I'm achieving more than you are, if I feel like if I was even remotely as close to where you're at, as in just your skin color is what's making you, just your skin color. Imagine if I had everything that I have now and I was at the place where you think is the greatest, mm-hmm. like in terms of color, like in terms of skin. Bitch, the fuck?
Unaniambia.
Unanisho, me I could shoot you and go home and sleep straight. Like, not even feel shit, because police will forgive me. You know what?
I don't think it works like that. But
no, but like, why are white cops sleeping home at night feeling great?
That's true. And if, exactly.
Like, if it was a black cop, dead ass on God, I'm not even playing you. They'd be in prison right now.
And that's the thing. That's the power of the media. You get like this like most people didn't know these shootings were happening until George Floyd.
For real.
As in, for real. Like, that's a powerful... And that's why we're debating on this, if our generation is actually the greatest. Because we use media as a source of activism. And media reaches everybody.
Yeah.
I would like to believe media reaches a lot of people. It does. And, you know, I'm trying to see, like, as a generation, what can we do better and use media to, like, elevate ourselves? Other than, you know, coming on Twitter and saying some stupid things that don't even make any sense. How can we even use it, like, in our own generation, like, in our own setting? Forget the US. How we can use it in our own setting, like, to spread news about, like, what's going on, like, the BBI and all that stuff. Uh-huh. You know, how, as a generation, we can do better.
I forgot to tell people not to vote in the BBI. I forgot. Please say no. Please, I beg you. I'm begging you. I'm actually like on my knees and everything. I'm licking your toes and begging you, please. Just don't be caught voting the BBI in. Because please just. Let me tell you, today I saw a meme that's accurate as hell. And I'm going to tell you that right after I address Peter's story. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Take yourself 20 years from now, 21. I'm 21 years old.
Yeah.
Take yourself 21 years old from now. 21 years from now. So that takes you to 1999?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when I was born. I was born in 99.
Okay.
So in 1999, August, put yourself there. Assume a cop in the US just walked up to someone and just shot them for no reason whatsoever. Nothing. You wouldn't know about it.
No shit. Like, that's
I'd
true.
Not know shit. Like, I wouldn't know shit. The first thing. I wouldn't know the first thing about that fight or like that encounter, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like Gen Z is actually the greatest generation that's ever generated. Gen Z is actually the greatest generation that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Only because I'm capable of telling you, excuse me, I've been shot. I was literally just walking up the street and a boy just walked up on me, chucked a gun from his pocket and shot me. Do what you will with that information.
Exactly.
That's literally what like the Bible does or like the Quran or whatever book of whatever spiritual
coming
information
to religion,
comes.
Exactly.
No. Baby, don't be caught. Don't be caught pushing me to the religion because I don't know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you. So I'm going to walk up to you and tell you, you know what? I was literally walking down the street and this guy walks up to me and chucks a gun from his pocket and pull the trigger and shot me in like where my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you will with that information. The fact that there's social media and people are using it to spread word and tell you, excuse me, someone was shot. Do what you will
with that
information. Yeah. I appreciate. I love.
And that,
it's
yeah, that's
everything
amazing.
That we've always stood for. Like we've fought for, what is this word? Democracy? For life. Our whole lives we've always fought for democracy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am telling you, look, I've been shot. Do what you will with that information. That's the greatest part. That I have a choice to do whatever the hell I want with that piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part about being a Gen Z.
Thank you. That's the best part.
Like, I'll walk, my son will come and tell me, excuse me, the head teacher spat in my face. And I'll be like, he did what? He did what? And then I'll hear, you know what? Your son actually called me some stupid ass name. And I'll be like, what was the name? And he'll be like, what? Okay, baby, come. Well, maybe you deserve that spot in the face. You know?
What?
Maybe you deserve to be spat on. Just kidogo, because like, we're being fair. We understand situations a little bit more. We discuss them, you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like being a Gen Z is so amazing because I get to hear all sides of the story.
Exactly.
But not always.
Exactly. And not always. That's
not
true.
Always,
we do need to focus on a lot of things. We're not the best.
We're not.
But I feel like...
Oh, I think we are. Okay, maybe we are the best.
I mean, I don't see we're the best, but we're better.
No.
I feel like we're better at believing.
Who would you rather?
No, we're not going to play this.
So we're the what?
We're the best.
Baby!
Sawa, nime agree. Nime agree. Nime concede. Usani convince.
Nishako convince, baby.
So I'm saying like, I feel like we're the best, at
Ooh.
Not believing single stories. And
remember that
lecture video we got about like Chimamanda and single stories, the danger of a single story.
Yeah.
And we've believed single stories for such a long time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, women can't lead, but now we have a VP.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
One of my relatives actually approached me. I was reading a book called Black Ass. And
Black Ass?
Yeah, Black Ass.
Okay.
Black Ass, like black butt. But like... Binyavanga has written...
Can I have it?
No, it's not by him, baby.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. But he's reviewed it and he said it's an amazing book.
Can I still have
it? Yes, baby, I got you. Baby, you and me together forever.
Period.
What do you mean?
Period.
Yeah, so I have the book. It's called Black Ass. And in the back, you can see the people who write summaries. There's no summary. There's no short anything. It's just people recommending. And... the last person who's recommended is Binyavanga, And he's talking about how he loves the story, he loves the writer. It's a good book, would recommend you get. But a relative of mine approached me and was like, what is Binyavanga doing here? I'm like, ooh, sasa unataka nifanye nini?
Unataka ni scream? Like,
shall I cut my book and burn it? What do I do? As in, just because he was gay, what? Like, does that invalidate every aspect?
Exactly.
Do you know how many aspects there are of a human being?
Aside from sexuality.
Because people, even on my Instagram, don't even know who I'm dating or who I'm seeing. I'm not, am I? Whoop,
whoop. No, you're single. Tebu. Tebu, stop lying to the media here. Stop lying to people. You're single. Uh-huh.
Okay, man. Oops. I apologize. I'm single, but what do you expect? Like, what do you want? What does I have to do with you? Because if you don't know anything about me, you don't know shit about me, you don't know if I've been having sex with, 10 men every 2 seconds.
What?
No, baby, relax. Raw. Unprotected.
I know. Well, I think we're diverting from the topic.
No. We have not. Or you don't know the first thing about me, and you have the audacity to be judging someone whose life you have no idea of. You just come tell me, Ati, you know he was gay. I'm like, oh, shall I kill myself now?
What do you want me to do? Oh, sorry. Poli mekwa fegt.
Unataka nifanya nini, honestly? Because
and that person is not even your family member, not even your friend.
No, even if they are. Even if they are.
Okay, yeah, even if they are.
Even if they really are, baby.
It's individual. We all, as in, we live separate lives from everybody.
In a hyperventilate. I can't believe the audacity of this host.
It's the audacity for me. It's the audacity for me.
What do you want me to do?
Unataka nifanye? Aye.
Toka kwa face yangu.
Toka
enda ho.
Nime uba iko nje.
Nimekuitia nitakulipia.
Nitakulipia.
So just because something's been written by someone else, you want their lifestyle to blind you so much, to disturb you so much that you even cancel out things that you stand for, like democracy. Democracy is a rule for the people by the people, and you
and
want
for
to look
the people.
Yeah, for the people, by the people.
Look at us setting ourselves up for failure.
Who told us we were smart enough for this course? Anyway, so we be moving on, we be walking ahead, we be thinking that, you know what, I got this, I'm moving towards this, or this and that, you know? But as long as you hear someone about something about someone, this happened between this nigga, this and that. And it's not something that's you
didn't ask
you, this nigga is a rapist. Because if he's a rapist, dead ass.
Call him out, cancel,
block, forget forever.
Exactly.
Forever. Cancel.
Just
send me a DM, just tell me hi. And I'll be like, whoop, this is the nigga you need me to block. And I'll block him. But if I don't have... it's something so natural out of someone. Someone is gay. What does that have to do with you? Someone supports Raila instead of Uhuru, or supports Uhuru instead of Raila. What do you want me to do about it? Sasa ameandika kitabu na inani inspire. What do you want me to do?
Okay.
What do you want me to do?
Exactly. Haiku effect. As long as it's not something destructive. Achana nayo. Speaking of being destructive, let's talk about how this one problem I have with Gen Z, and that's cancel culture. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Mbona unapenda ku cancel watu? Okay. Let me phrase the statement.
Tell me.
I mean, I bet, okay, so, which instances? Cancel people for being racist. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the problem of being cancel culture is so choosy. You get.
Is it?
It really is. Okay. Let's talk about a recent scandal.
Mm-hmm.
How people were bashing the Kardashians for having parties during quarantine.
Mm.
You know, okay, me, I had no problem with them. They're rich as fuck. So it's not even my issue. They can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But people were bashing I'm having such a bad time because of Corona and you guys are throwing parties, blah, 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 blah. I'm canceling you. I'm never watching you. Mm-hmm. But, like, isn't everyone, like, watching the last season as we speak right now? You know, like, isn't everyone back to stunning them? You know? But I feel like, it's also very... And we also, as like, the reasons we're canceling people, like, are reflected. Do you under... Okay, let me stage it. Like, the way we've canceled how, like, let's take an example, like... The way we cancelled Cardi, you get, like, people cancelled Cardi, they were like, hey, never listen to her, piece of trash, blah, 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 blah. But, like, a bunch of white people, how many bunch of TikTokers have been racist? How many people have been saying the N-word? All these things, and
they still... And they didn't have the N-word pass. Because that people, you're like, okay, maybe you have a pass.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll allow you, kiddo.
But, like, you see, those people come back, and okay. Then if you're cancelling people for being racist, mm-hmm. and in that process of cancellation, you're being racist...
Yeah.
How does that help? How does that help? You know,
yeah.
One statement can be so misconstrued.
Yeah.
And like, that person is never talked to again. Like, ever. That's the whole business, the whole empire, whatever they're doing uh-huh. is ruined. And like, for what reason? Do you see that person who lost their, this, like, people have been expelled from universities.
From uni, yeah, yeah. Those.
Because of
from
like,
TikTok, and they're like, "Ati niggas don't have dads, blah 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 blah,"
and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Fine.
Do I have the N-word pass?
I feel like progressive.
I'm as black as they come.
I feel like that's good. We're progressive, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
But why, like, cancel culture? Someone does something, and it can be the least destructive thing, you know, and just them doing being themselves
has actually made them grow.
Exactly, you know, and then
it's actually made them grow.
Chuck.
But let me tell you something. There's like cancel culture. Woo! I'm not tipsy, you are. There's like cancel culture where, do you remember when Tati Westbrook canceled James Charles?
Yeah, Tati is stupid. Tati should go home. She's 40, like, isn't she like 40 years old?
Oop.
Oh.
I feel like she's okay. Let's.
No,
I have no even like.
Like, there's no way. I cannot be 40 years old, established in like. Guys, sorry. Established in life, mm-hmm. and like, wondering what 20-year-olds are doing. The same is happening with Perez Hilton and all those people. Like, they need
Paris
to.
Hilton.
Perez, not Paris.
Perez.
Like, they need to pack up their bags. Like, you can't be a boomer and you're talking about Gen Z's. Like, no.
Maybe some people no. actually...
Focus on your like, pension,
let
please.
Me tell you, let me tell
and
you,
stop
baby,
talking about
let
us.
Let me tell you, my mom, if she was going to be a Gen Z, I'd be like, mommy, the whole 9 years, come. Come, baby. Come be with me, you know?
You're talking about Tati. Uh-huh.
My mom is 40 plus. My mom is like the same...
Age as Tati.
Yeah, as Tati. And I want to feel like they're given a chance. Because, like, everyone deserves a chance.
Yeah.
Because if I want to support, for example, blind people, or, like, gay people, or, like, deaf people, you know,
mm-hmm.
I will just be like, oh, you know what? Fuck everyone else. If you're deaf, baby, I'll support you. I'll make sure there's Braille and sign language everywhere. If you're blind, obviously.
babe.
What did I say? I'm not tipsy. You are.
You are.
You are, baby. So, I just feel like there's so much that Gen Z has to cure off. We grew up with so many emotional problems that no one was willing to fight for us for. You get? Let me tell you, the greatest fear our parents probably have is, I don't have money for school fees. Oh my God. Oh my God, I don't have money for formula. Oh my God, my baby's gonna die. They don't have clothes. Ooh, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, it was very physical for them. Like, kama huna, you don't have.
Plus, I don't blame our parents for the way they are. Like, I cannot be like, tell my parents.
I blame them for how they are.
No, me, I can't.
I do.
Imagine the way they are raised.
I do.
No, from the way they were raised, to the time they grew up during Moy's era, when like you say something, exactly, like things weren't as great for them as they didn't have the liberation.
Why would you think that our life is great, baby?
No, I'm not. They didn't have the liberation that we did, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have the awareness to like mental health and stuff. Like,
because you can't think about mental health when you're broke.
Exactly.
You need first. That to was fix the first being broke and then mental health.
Like they were given like us. We have different priorities, mm-hmm. and we've been told to like mm-hmm. grow. Mm-hmm. Like we don't aspire too much to family. We aspire a lot to like economical progression and all those things. Mm-hmm. But then they were told, you get a job. Have a family by this age.
That's them with economical progression.
Nah, I think it's different. For us, it's me, I want to get the bag, period. Like, I'm not looking to have 6 kids and that, you know, like, nah.
Okay.
But, like, for them, it was family.
Family is
as important as it is to us, as economical progression is to us, you know.
Okay.
Like, them, it was 2 things. Mm-hmm. And then they entered the family. And, like, I can't blame them for how they think and how they are, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Like, different times, different experiences. But what I can say is, like, every generation should learn from each other. We mm-hmm. should learn a lot from them, and they should learn a lot from us.
Definitely, definitely.
Like, that is how...
100%.
Like, there should be some symbiotic relationship
honestly,
there.
Honestly,
yes.
Honestly.
And, yeah, I feel like... Now, I feel like we should conclude because we've been talking. And yeah, I do believe Gen Z is a wonderful generation. Yeah. I am happy and mm-hmm. content to be, you know, a part of this wonderful, amazing generation. I'm not sorry. I'm not. Yeah, I have no apologies. I have no apologies for the way I am. And yeah, I'm proud of myself and my generation. So yes, I feel like that should be there.
I absolutely love you. Let me tell you guys, you should be subscribing by now.
You haven't
favorited this on your
disappointing
uncle.
Disappointing.
Una boo. Boo. Kwaheri, we'll see you next episode.
Yes, and this is bye from a touch of Gen Z. Bye bye.